Ushus Abi Mori, Amir Yasra.
Amen.
I just came to hear this.
We're holding the Sugya of Kiddush, the Siman Ayin Resh Beis, by the Sugya of Sevav. We have the Gemara discussing what's not written in this Be'ach is possible for Kiddush. And one of the cases Gemara brings down, the case of Yayin Tzemukim. Gemara says Yayin Tzemukim, since the Kosh B'Yevet, for Kiddush Kosh L'Chad Chilo. What is Yayin Tzemukim? So the Mishmur really has two separate questions over here. How much wine coming out of the Tzemukim versus the water? That means it gets involved three different shitas. Either means it has to be a share of 1/6 for the grapes after they blow up, one option. Second option, he says the grapes or the raisins before they blow up. The third option, he says in the Bialacha, which says makes a lot of sense, the lachluchas that comes out of the raisins over here. That's one shaila he has. A second shaila he says, the share in the get to wine is 1/6. We're still going to get to brachas. The question is over here 1/6, or like the Mishnah Siakum says, again is 1/4, or maybe the get over here is right. Lochel Meister Mishmur passes very clearly. The lochel can be 1/6 before it blows off, and he says he went around and checked. That seems to be the Matthias, even in his times, that Yain Tzemukim raising the wine over here. There's 1/6 even before the case over here blew up. He does end off, however, the correct thing is to be Yitzchak Kola days. Is that something even better than that? In the Chofetz Chaim biography, printed in the Hebrew, B'chayev, and also by the Art Scroll, they come along and they bring down a mice over there. At first, the Chofetz Chaim over there brought down that he and the people all around made Kiddush on Yayin Tzemukim, on razor wine. Razor wine. And there was a certain Rav, Rav Chaim Leib Mistvik, that he wrote a tshuva of the Ariyah Chaim against a tshuva against the Chofetz Chaim on this Sif over here, brought down the Sif over here in Sevav. It says, how in the world do we stomach a 1/6? The Geddes should be a sugya of Rav. Wine is in the case of raisin wine. Even in the gate to wine, it should be a case of Rav. So it's brought down there, the Chofetz Chaim got up and traveled to the city of Dvisk to go argue the sugya with this Rav over here, to defend a Klai Yisrael. And he says that he tried to shachnel this Rav over here, and the Rav wants to stand upon his mahalach. At the end of the day, you have to recount all the shitas, and all the shitas are a case of Rav over here. So it's brought down the nusach, he said over to him, Loi Kol Yehudi is a rav of Dvisk, is zoich to get 25 rubles every week over here. What do you do with a Yehudi that's an oni? We have to worry about God's Klai Yisrael, Father, Tert, Kol Halacha, not to worry about every single sheet over here. And therefore, the Halacha is 1/6 of the grapes over here, of the raisin wine. And not to agam the Yitz Kol Deis, you get correct, but at the end of the day, what I wrote in the Chofetz Chaim is the Halacha L'maisa, and not to be machma on Klai Yisrael over here. And therefore, it's brought down in his own biography, that's the Chilik Aleph of the story. And the Chilik Gimel is brought down that at night he himself was machber. At night he would make Kiddush on Chalas and not raisin wine, to get Kol HaDayis. And in the morning he would make Kiddush on Sheikhar, not in raisin wine, because the only thing he had was raisin wine. I mean, he personally was machber, but the Chalasel he worried and cared about very much so. It's brought down through the Sefer of his biography how much he always the technical look of a Chalasel. He said, that's true, there are sheetahs out there. But the mice did not be mach, but take on the chumas over here. And therefore, he passed in the locha as 1/6 of the raisin before they blow up.
So what, there's a problem that the name of this story, and this bottle is not wearing chelas, because he's worried about Klal Yisrael, which spends everybody out of time. But he quoted that story.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, what always worry about Klal Yisrael? Now, so that's the well, design of the sugya of raisin wine. Simchas come along and discusses once we have a sugya of Bavasa and Absar design, discussing things that are possible in this Be'ach. Let's have two diagrams over there. Things that are possible in this Be'ach, like Yayin Megula and Yayin Reichra, that's Sephalot. And then we have the next 11 cases that are kosher by the Mizbe'ach, and therefore they get a Kiddush's kosher Chachilo. I mean, we spoke out last time, grape juice, no problem. Fresh squeeze grape juice. Yayin Sheikha, Yayin Mosuk, Kodaymo. Still over there came out, there's Mitzvah in the Mufcha to have the situation of Yayin Yoshan, to have wine that is not grape juice over here. Why the word of the grass, the Meshubach B'yaser? We spoke out then, the Torah Shabbos and others from bring along. But let's say you have a more enjoyment to add grape juice over wine, grape juice to override the case of wine over here. In this figure of grape juice, we mentioned the two other bayas besides the idea of negate the Mizbeach, the only kosh b'dievet, kiddush kosh l'achilo. Another problem is most grape juices are mavushal, and most grape juices have different additives, sugar put inside over here. So the question really leads to the loch and sif ches. Simchas is close to the two separate sugars over here, things that are added inside, dvash, and the idea of mavoshal. First, negating the idea of mavoshal, the question really is that negating is beach, a yay mavoshal is possible. Possible is beach. And therefore, there's a tshuva skoinim, the sefer Shai Tshuva, he has a tshuva about it and says, once it's possible, God is beach, therefore the klal should be, a person cannot be mekadosh upon it. Now, in that says the Shai Tshuva, he cannot even make a bari priyag offer. If the bracha is shahakol niyabed varoi, there's a riff in tshuva that way, it's right out of K, it says the bracha is shahakol. The chavadas does write in tshuva, the basis is not bringing it down, obviously he's not seeing the riff over here. But there's a riff in the Shai Tshuva that says the bracha is shahakol, and he cannot be mekadosh upon it. Now, the Rambam over here in Parakhov Tas and Shabbos did not say the bracha shahakol, he left as a goffin, but still, since the mice is possible to come this bear, the person should not be mekadosh with it. It's Rashi and Shuvah that way. It's the Rashi and Tosis and Bar Basra. It's the Rishkeis this way. The apostle is Be'ech, not kosher mekadosh upon it. Asal HaSheni, Roi V'Shein and Maisa disagree. They're coming from three different avenues. One is, coming the Rosh already, Bar Basra, he points out, Shuvah, Maisa, apostle, come this Be'ech, why can it stand up? Rabbi Yossi, it changed. But usually the reason why things change, it's Yayin Shofar, it's Yayin Mosuk, because it goes down in the Dargo. Over here, it speaks out the Rosh. Over here, the reason why it's possible because it changed, but it went up in its Dargo. The fact that it's cooked is a Milo over here. People look, it's a Milo Chasar, but it's a Milo. So, therefore, it's true possible is Be'ech, because it changed, and it's done Biyosai. Not because it's a Chasar and Shavoy, it's not the Milo Shavoy. Therefore, they get the Kiddush of Vadir, Zoch, 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 it's a Milo. You can catch something that's over here, that is Mavoshal, Aleph. The second, the common place was the brings out the Yishalmi. Yishalmi said in the Ger to Leila Seder, Yain that Mavoshul and Maisa is kosher. They point out Leila Seder that Abba Kais is the first case is Kiddush. So we see clearly from the Yishalmi, and we don't see anywhere clearly the Bavli disagrees. It comes out that by Kiddush, by Leila Seder, Mavoshul and Seder, who didn't know that every week, every Shabbos, Kiddush, Mavoshul and Seder. Right, when you learn the Sugim of Basra, the third thing is, the Gemara says, what's Roy the Manasseh Chav Mizbeach is only kosher for Kiddush. The Gemara has 30 cases in Lemutei Mai. The Gemara has Maskana 2 cases. The Gemara does not say Lemutei Yai Mavoshal. The Gemara left out, the Gemara should have said, what Chav Gosei we have to Roy the Mizbeach? Should have said Lemutei Yai Mavoshal. The fact does not say, says Rishonim, clearly Yai Mavoshal Mai says kosher over here. From these three avenues, from the Yishalmi, the Gemara of Basra, and with the idea maybe went up in Dagger, then come and wave your shenim and say the Maisa is not only his boy Pierre Goffin, it's kosher for the case of Kiddush. Be'er Tam, the Ri, the Ramban, the Ben Yena, the Rajbo, the Rekeach, Mukay Yosef, the Rana, Azur, Tais Rid, Smak, Smak, and others. The Rav Maskola Ogre, I bring it down, he said, the Minig Ashkenaz, Makola Gdolim, the Kazu Yayim of Roshul, Im Ein Layacher. Minig Kleisol, if Ein Le'achar Avado called it is Mikaj upon it, I feel Yesh Le'achar was just not as good, also Mikaj upon it. That's what we showed him. The Lokal Maisa, we have Mechab over here, who has a stamp, Yesh Oimim. He has a stamp, a person Mikaj al Yayim Mavoshul, Yesh Oimim, the person not Mikadish. Stamp Yesh Oimim, it passes the Kula Lokal Gistam. Hagam Mikaj, they point out, who's being Machver? The Rambam, and the Riffin Shuvah. Who's being Mekel? The Rosh. The Klal and the Beis Seisev, he points out to Lalocha, we have two of the three, we're Machmer like two, and therefore the Maishi come long to Asir over here, the Cholopach is the Chachilo. So again, see, Chav Das points out in Shuvah, the Chura, the fact he's not being down the rift in Beis Seisev, he did not have the Shuvah. I said, us, Meisvan, we should now go against the Mechaber. We do have the rift. Come long to be Machmer, at least with the Chachilo. He says, the Maisha, since even the Rambam Shita says not to be catch upon the Yain, does not say it's possible. And maybe the Rambam means it's kosher b'di'evet. So Meruchah, what does the Rambam is? Malachil, maybe it's kosher b'di'evet. Therefore, at least he makes a svek striker upon it. That therefore, a person may svad can be samech upon the mechaber and mekadosh upon the yain that is mevoshel over here. The mechaber das is pshat in the Rambam. Divna achren in the Rambam, he's quoted. So basically, again, so we have the mechaber stam yishermim. He passed the kulu yain mevoshel. Mechaber das goes this way. Mevoshel tshuva goes this way. Agam, you read the Ramah. It's very interesting. Where it says, oh, first, the minig is lekadosh alo. Yayin mavoshul is no problem. But he's meisif, afil yesh lo yayin achar, she'ein atoyim. K'mon mavoshul, that's halacha. That means he's saying, in a situation where it's not as good, then a person can be mekadosh something that's mavoshul. Meduyik in the Ramah, and it says very clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you have two wines that are even. one's mavoshal and one's not mavoshal. Mishnah Berurah is telling you what you go take, the one's not mavoshal. You have two grape juices, one's mavoshal, one's not mavoshal. That comes out of that mavoshal, the not mavoshal, that are grape juice. What should you take? Very clear, says the Mishnah Berurah, take the one that's not mavoshal. At the end of the day, we do have the Rambam, we do have Rashi, we do have the Goyim that says mechayshuv here, that's not being mekash upon it. So it comes out la locho, and according to locho speaks out, even it's more expensive over here a little bit, but it comes out to the Avadar, B'nieved, and even the Rabkhila's Yeshami list wife. But the correct and hogi is when two things are shovel, Avadi should mekash something that's not mavoshal over here. Once that's so, Nisha's next question was nichel the gedder of being mavoshal. That means we know there's a sigil of mavoshal as a concept that people do call pasteurization, pistil. Now the record that's coming from the starting point is really a sigil to get to the idea of yain nesach, the idea of yardei, sim kuch of gimel, sim gimel. The locha by stam yain, over there, would say over there, and the question is stam yain, the same sigil over here. That means to get to the idea of stam yain, the locha is to get to yain that goes menasach, that pours out, sos lohones. However, it's a stam yain, not for Vodizoro, if it's a case of Mavoshul, Chazal do not answer it. That's clear halacha. Now the question is, what is Nichol Geder Bishul? There are two things we see in Mekol Tarkul in the gate of the Sugya of Bishul. Usually the idea of Bishul is something called Yad Sladisvoy. Now in Yad Sladisvoy is big Mavuchu what the numbers are. There's a Chumro and a Kul on both sides over here. That means the starting point where Yad Sladisvoy could be on Shabbos in less than Fahrenheit is 110 to 113 Fahrenheit. That means that's 45 Celsius. It goes to the Chumra all the way the other way, to 160, 175. That's where Moshe goes. The Sabu Rebbe goes even up to 170, 190. Is nothing to get it of the Chumra Yad Sladisvoy. Let's make it simple. In Celsius, keep the numbers. Between 45 Celsius to 80 Celsius, that's the get of Yad Sladisvoy. Between 45 Celsius to 80 Celsius, Yad Sladisvoy. Now, they do something called pasteurization and pistol. That's to remove the bacteria, the hydrachim, that's inside, whether it's milk, inside wine.
But boiling is too
cold. We'll get to it, right? That's the point of here. Exactly. Exactly what you're saying. First, against yes, less place, and they get a visual, they get to Shabbos, other cases. Now, what is the number by pasteurization? Usually, it's about 165 Fahrenheit, about 74, 75 Celsius. It's in the range of the higher number of the idea of yes, less place. I mean, again, Yad Sladisvoy is usually called 80 Celsius. It's a drop less, L'chumro. So it's in the getter of Yad Sladisvoy, the pastures. So, number one, we have the idea of Bishul Kol Tarkul of Yad Sladisvoy. A second concept we have, the getter of Mavushal. We see the idea of babois, bubbles, the getter of the sugar of being Rasakas by a golem. Over there, the getter is 212 Fahrenheit, 100 Celsius, the bubble. So we have two different numbers in the getter of Mavushal. Usually, Bas B'cholov, even Isser Bishul B'cholov, Bas B'cholov on during the week, is even Isser by Yad Sladisvoy. On Shabbos, the get is Yad Sladisvoy. We also have a get over here, a Versachas, a bubbling, the get a golo. What's the sigil over here in the get to the idea of Yayin Nesach, or Stam Yayin? What is the get of being Mavoshul that's now out of the Chumro of Stam Yayin? So, those want to come along in Taino. That negate stam yain has a chomedik din of more than stam yain sladisvoy has a get of davka mavoshal, davka resachas. They're coming from three different avenues. One is, what is the reason why yain mavoshal is not nechshav the get of yain? Kamal l'shach, the kuch of gimel, the vigna, the rajbo. It says because it's b'maik b'midasai. It makes the amount of wine left behind to be less. Now, how does wine get less when you cook it? And when it bubbles and steams out, then it comes less over here. Therefore, a situation where it's only Yad Sladisvoy is being cooked over here, but it's not bubbling and not steaming out, it might lose a little bit of drop, but Be'ik is not really losing its wine content over here. And therefore, the one time Yad Sladisvoy is not together, the getter is Resachas. That's one sfarah. Yeah, that's once bubble it seems out. That's, now again, it could even be less than that, but the main way of getting things out, you want a bubble. That's the ick way. Again, less than that, it might lose a little bit, but the essential way is to lose, so you got to lose. That's where they're coming from. Once for that takes away its chashivas, or the Chazal set up that way. That's the words of the Rashba, quoted by the Shach. A second, the reason why Mavoshal is out of the getter of the getter of Yain is because it loses its taste. It loses maybe its chelik with alcohol. That's why everyone knows any expensive wine, the mice is not cooked, because it takes away the chshivas, the taste of beer. And then they point out when something's mefostal, pistol pasteurized, it loses much less of its taste, so it's alcohol content. A third reason Shlomo Zalman Yashar brings down is that Vayayim Mavoshal, the reason why we're being makel, is because it's not derek mevashal. This is not the derek chazal, we're not going to this situation. Today, the derek is if a person in general, kibah chadarkim, and not try not to mevashal it, sometimes we don't want to. But derek, we mevashal things. We want to get rid of the chadarkim. That's the derek today. And that's a commonplace, a natural thing to go do without any external fact over here. Nifli get a derek, if so, won't have the head to be mevashal over here, unless you bubble it. These three reasons that come along, Shlomo Zalman has Shuvah Mechashlomi Chelik Aleph, Rabbi Yashav has Shuvah Mechashlomi Chelik Aleph, Rabbi Yomizoba has Shuvah Cheshva Eifoid, or Letzion, or Nevitzel, they come along and say the Gedda negate to Stam Yain, the Gedda is Resachas, and not Yashla Esvoy. That's the Gedda over there. Agam again by official Bosch Bechol, it's Yashla Esvoy. Shabbos Yashla Esvoy. But by Stam Yain, the Gedda over here is Resachas. Atzel HaShemi. Then it has all these 3 points over here. It bubbles out, and it's not the derech, and they get loses the taste, the content. Asel Hashanah Moshe has 3 tshuvas to argue the point. It says, first of all, the idea is saying, it's not mismayit. It loses a little bit. No one gave you the shear over here. Some of it you lose over here. The idea over here, you're saying that's not the derech, now it came the derech. It says, who are you to make up new gzeres? The mice not set it up. That's how you set it up. The idea that you're saying over here, it's not lose some of its taste. He says, you know what? Because they sealed it very quickly afterwards. Otherwise, it loses part of its taste. Elamai, now you want to make up your own gzeira over here. Well, why can't you make up your own gzeira? Therefore, the law should be like, Yasla is by the kol tari kulo. Bishul is what? It's Yasla this way. And therefore, Menchasitzchak has a tshuva that said that's Mirkadin this way. Some Kobonim, he goes this way, very clear. Yabi Oim goes this way. Want the OU on the website, they say, we pass on this way, Moshe. The Gedda, Mufostal, Pistol is Nichol Gedda Yasla this way, like kol tari kulo. Now that, again, that's a sugya in the gear to Stam Yain. Big Mavucho, in America, the Moin Am seems to be makel upon it. And so the Ilma seems to be makel upon it. In the gear to Stam Yain, there's also Tziruf, coming with Voz and Shuvo, and Minchasizik says, go this way, the gear to Chiloinim, Big Mavucho, what Chiloinim of is Manazer. Under the category of Pting Shinishba, where they're coming from, how to categorize them, we usually take them Lachumba, Nichol Gedda Sveikis. Kamal Mavoza says, since the whole idea of pasteurization is Mavucha Shashailo, maybe Mesef, the Stam Yain is Dindir Abon over here, Ulai, the Kamal Mavoza says, therefore, for this reason, the Chiloini, when he case him, Pistol, a present can be Mekel. It's Zirif. Not by Goy, but a Chiloini. Dan Weiss likes his Malach, and I'm sure Mavoza is with Zirif, this concept, even Sam this way. Again, we read of Shlomo Zalman Shuvah, of the Asher Shuvah slowly, that discussing the case of Chiloini. They're not discussing Chiloini. They're coming to argue this point. But again, it comes out that really there are 2 sheaves over here, and there seems to be a middle of a halacha that numerous people go with, b'chiloini miyeshem l'smoich. Building upon that, the question is our sugya the same sugya of Stam Yain? That means the Moshe Maisa is mekel by Stam Yain, yes, let us point, anyone who's mekel over there, certainly will come out l'chumra over here, a come along and say, what's a gedda to be makbo with the Ram Shittim with a shovel? What's the Yasla this boy? Then with some Kabbalmi, he asked for my shots and the water. What's the Yasla this boy? You have a Chumad Ram Shita, not to catch upon it. And you want to go this way with Chesitzchok, or Vosna, or Shtomach, there should be Choshe this Mahalach. Not only that, come over Erlet Sien, of the Yashim, and Shlomo Zalman, they hold by Stam Yain, they get the rest of Achas, they want to say, but not over here. Yesh L'chalak, here's more of a reason to be Machmer. The Seid over there is why it's to lose its taste. The Seid over there, it's to Mayit. Over here, the Yisrael is what? It's to be doing it to the Mizbeach. That's the Yisrael of the Rambam. What's the look over here? And if it's even not Nishtan at the top, it's not lose anything out of it. At the end of the day, it was cooked. Your dam that was cooked, your shem that was cooked, that's not kosher to the Mizbeach. If so, they speak out very clearly, over here the getter is, Nisach negate the Mizbeach. It's not the sugya of Stam Yain. That means certain people come along and tell you, well, I don't hold before Stal negate the Stam Yain. Therefore, I will no problem get to Yain also Friday night. They get to Shabbos morning. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, Yashar, and he said, no, not Tali Zebza. You can have a chumah both ways. They get the locha on the one on the table for the game over here, come on, you can be machmer. You still cannot make kiddush upon it.
So at the end of the day, it's not Nisach Gav Mizbeach. Hagam, the others who equate the two sugyas. You know, Mizoba the Shiva about, Tal Rav on this way, Kav Zalachas, Rav Nevinzel, only Inshallah have, they don't explain why they equate the two sugyas. They just say, this is coming from that, Hagam, Makar, the Rambam, is the Mizbeach. Yesh Lotim. I know that. Yeah, but the Loch is, again, at the end of the day, if we're Yasai is possible in Mizbeach, everyone agrees to that, Yisrael? So therefore, it should be possible over here. Kodama. So why the world that's saying over the Gedo is Dakur Sicho? Can do a small equation to the Gedo Dakur Sicho? Yeah, the Makel, being Makel over here. The coming to be Makel, I say it's Kosher Lev Kilo.
No, the
pasteurizing
is not a normal
cook. It's the same as the same. Don't have Kiddush right now. Not the opposite. I'm not using. Again, that comes up and say the Mekilim of Nevinzel says and comes to Locha says, Locha is just like by other places, the Gedas Reisachas, over here also the Gedas Reisachas. That again, I looked them up, I read them, they don't explain where they're coming from, because the Eisen Tanya to say that the Kola there is anything that pasteurized, the Locha should be Nichon in the category of being Mavush or Kodamam should be a problem. Now, at least on the Kedem wines, I checked the website yesterday, and they write, anytime we write something that's not Mavushal, that's the Koladeus, even pasteurization. Every time we write it is Mavushal, that's Koladeus, even those who hold up pasteurization. We took on Plumas both ways. That's what Kedem did. Other companies, I don't know what they did. That's what Kedem Meister does over here.
Which kind of
it's even Reisachas. I mean, they didn't come over and say, let's be Sermach Nayas the last way. What Kedem says, we're Mavushal. No, Reisachas. They write Kedem, they write in the words that we got all Shitas. That means even the Talmud, we said it has to be Reisachas.
It's the difference between the
Mavushal. I don't know. But again, that means it's a Kedem they're doing. We're taking on both sides. There are two sides over here. And then Machmina both ways over here. Again, Machmina to stand behind when you have Chilam at the table or Graham at the table. And Machmina again to Kiddush. Come over the OU, now you, Kedem, says we took on both sides over here. When you write Mavushal, it's Lekola days. Not Mavushal, Lekola days. I mean, even it won't be pasteurized. That's the right on the website, what they do, but that's the right on the website. Now the second question now is the next sugya over here. I mean, in Sifchas, we have one sugya being Mavushal over here. A second sugya is the idea of having things mixed inside. Now again, it's close to the same Makar. Coming to the Rambam discussing the sugya of Dvash. He says, just like it cannot be Makash upon Yain, it's not where the Nasaka Mizveach. Therefore, the Fichoch, it's our way to Dvash. Even Tibet's a hard of a Chavetz Gadol, that means no sugya of Bittul over here. The Lach is a personal Maisa cannot Makash when Dvash is added inside. They look up the Rambam inside. His words are Kach Anu Morim B'Kol Mariv Yish Mishamater. The way the Radvaz explains the Shuvah, that means he's saying that's how you pass in the Mariv, but all other places can be Mekel. That's how he explains Pshan the Rambam. So even the Rambam itself points out that it's not that simple he's saying over here, but he starts to pass into his Kvutz over here. Mice over here again, Roy Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Raivet, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rivosh, the Ritva, the Reven Yochum, Rantz, Mark, my commission, others. They come from two different areas. One is the Yishami that says you can Makaj on Kun Daiten, Kun Ditoin. Brought down over here the Mishabur a little bit, and one helps us brought the Simre Shmeis. Over there, Kun Ditoin is a third wine, a third Dvash, and a third Papalim. And says you can Makaj upon it, and a third of it's Dvash. So clearly we have Yishami that says you can Makaj that has Dvash inside. Second, the Kamim Mitzat Svor Shaboy. Speaks out the Makamishnah. The reason why things that are possible come to Mizbeach cannot be kaj upon, because the chesaron in the wine. The yain is black, the yain is white, the yain is mosim, chesaron in the wine. Here the wine is terrific. Just you mix in something else inside the wine. You mix something else inside the wine, so that's not doimo to the sugya over here of the chesaron in the wine per se. It's an outside factor over here, so you have no rayo when the wine itself is terrific. Kibbasif, the gemara not saying lemutei. On that side, Zayin, the Mutei, you would have Dvash inside over here. So again, from between these avenues here, Roy Bisham disagrees and says Dvash, Meis the Beseder. Lalocho, again, the way the Mechav brings down, he has a Stam Yishoimim, Pasim Lakulam Ikadin. However, again, the Ramah says the same in between Loshim. His words are Minigis to be Mekel for on this Lalocho. However, it's only a case when you don't have anything as good like something with Dvash inside. Medaik the Mishabura, but let's say it's Shovel. You have something with Dvash inside, not Dvash inside. Loch is has something that's not Dvash inside. You have something that's mavushal, not mavushal. A thing that's not mavushal. Now, we don't usually have trash inside. We come along the Mishnah Berurah, we need the prima godim. The case is basically sugar, additives. That means it makes it a big enough kumina today if a person has the opportunity to have grape juice that's mavushal, not mavushal, or grape juice with additives inside, not additives inside. Mishmur is saying when it's shovel, the loch is the maise, do not take the thing that's added inside, or that is a case that's mavushal over here. That's a local maise, brought down clearly by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the shaila is, let's say you know that there is no sugar in one, but the other one tastes better. This grape juice tastes better, or this grape juice over the wine. The wine has nothing inside, the grape juice, you have something that is added inside. How do we take taste involved over here? What does the words of the Ramah technically mean? So Moshe speaks out, the idea of the Ramah means the chur in the case over here where it tastes better, you go after what tastes better. We do not worry about this Ram Shito case in the Rosh Hashanah. Says, why? That's nichol together Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos. Moshe, take a taste was better. Void the Moshe b'nyom and zover, brought down by the Piskei Tshuvas. You want to tell the whole Rambam over here that the Tzad B'choshish Dafk when the sugar was added after you made the wine. Once you made it, you're putting it on the table, putting sugar in afterwards. The way they make it today is when you're making the wine, in that situation, they're putting the sugar inside to make the wine. He says, that's not the whole the get of concern of the wine per se. Now again, I'm not clear why this is the sugar with the Mizbeach or not. We want to have the whole concern of the Ram is that we added afterwards and not during. So these two reasons, if you're certainly in a situation you like the taste better, before you have the mall that says a person should take the grape juice that has many things added inside. Verse 1 has nothing added inside over here. Next to you, in Lochomi and Septes, the idea of Chma Medino. Now, really, there are three things a person can be catch upon. What? Yeah. So again, I think it's very clear. The law is you have two things that even don't take something that is mavushal, don't take something that's added inside, and therefore you have a choice by kedem. There are numerous types of kedems out there that are grape juice. Let's say you like grape juice, take the one that is not mavushal, has nothing inside. It's very simple. Numerous stores over here sell them here. That's the correct halacha to go do. A gam of water. This is what we say afterward.
There's a sugar
sand for the wine, doesn't matter. Preserve it on the food. Preserve it on the food. I know, the word around in the Sabbath, Vashas, are, I think the preserve is, are definitely get of sugar. Oh yeah, agosha. Negate to that, being counted, there are three things to be counted upon. There's yayin, there's Chma Medino and there's Pas. Now, we'll come out very clear in the Lawrence of Tess that there's a night and there's a day. During the night, the correct halacha is first wine. You cannot do wine, then a situation of Pas. You cannot do Pas, then Chma Medino. Masha Enkein, during the day, the halacha is first wine. If not wine, then Chma Medino, and then Pas. Speaking of the Mechaber, up here the Rosh, the reason, because at night, the person makes Kiddush, the Ikkah is being Mekanus for Shabbos, and then you also make a Bar Priya Gofen. During the day, the Ikkah is a Bracha. You might say, the Chosoi is added in, Zoch of a Shomer, but the Ikkah is a Bar Priya Gofen. If you only take Pas, it won't be Nikkur, they're coming to Machshiv or Mekanus for Shabbos, and therefore it says that the Mechaber, and the words are Divrei Tam, that during the day, Chma Medina beats the case of Pas. The more ends of the Chen HaMinik. Again, that's brought down the Chavetz Chaim at night. He would do Pas, and during the day he would do Chmar Medino. Almost like this Minig that's brought down by the more. He did not have wine, who had raisin wine, which he wanted the Yetzi Kaladeus. Therefore, at night, the Chavetz Chaim himself, he took Pas, and during the day, he took the case of Chmar Medino, instead of the day, he took the case of Sheikher, or Maid Vash, I think it was word. Now, to get to the Sugar Chmar Medino, the Gemara, and Psochem, Arik Psochem, Nafkav Zayin, the Mignan Shiloh, if the halacha of Chma Medina that applies by Havdalah, it also apply by the case of Kiddush. That's Gemara's Shaka Matarya, that we do have Chma Medina by Havdalah, to apply by the case of Kiddush. Among the Ushanim, there's a Machlokes. The Rama says it only applies by Havdalah, and not by Kiddush, whether during the day or at night, neither time does it apply. And so the Ushanim, the Rosh says, it applies, Sayyid during the day, during the night. There's no difference. There's a hierarchy of how to go take things.
Maybe you can't be. You can use it.
You can use it. Just it's better during the day to use Kamar Medina. Now it's better to use a Kesar Pass. Yeah. Now, the way the Mishmuel it comes out, there's a night, there's a day, and there's really a Abdullah. Three different things over here. At night, you have a choice of a Kamar Medina, or the halach is the person should always use Yayin or Pass over Kamar Medina. That seems very clear. He says, not to mechanish on any mashko, you do not use Kamar Medina at night. That means you'll never see that cloud anyone at night use Kamar Medina. During the day, come on, Mishmuel, that's Mishmuel Sukkot Chav Zayin. Mishmuel Sukkot Chav Tes says, during the day, he says, the correct thing is also always to mekash upon Yayin, unless wine, Yayin is yoker. Unless it's very expensive. That means Mishmuel is coming from a Taz, a Bach, a Graz, or a Chashulchon. It says, that means at night, you have to use Yayin. During the day, you're supposed to use Yayin, yes, unless it's very expensive. Now, the obvious question is, what's happening very clear during the day to use wine? Full chazi, people are making kiddush during the day, on Chama Medina, a case of whiskey over here. One of the world that everyone doing, the Mishmuel is very clear, that our wines, you can make kiddush on Yayin. Why in the world are people making kiddush on whiskey over here? This problem already, the Bach, Zivkon Yud, has his kasha. Bach writes, Mini kol yisol mekashu baboik ala sheikher. This had hogo of kichel and herring, and schnapps, Shabbos morning over here, is really brought down by the Bach a few hundred years ago. And he says, even though they had wine around, they bring down from Marival this way, and he says, they had all the gentlemen of this generation got together about 4 years earlier, and they said they don't understand, they saw the Marshal do it this way, Marav Shachan go do it this way, and they tried to miyashiv the minig. Says the Bach, we could not understand at all how to miyashiv the minig. Shloi apiyadin, it's incorrect, and pshito avadi mekadosh upon yayin. That means this problem that Klai Yisrael has been doing already, making kiddush in the morning on whiskey, has been around for about 400 years already, and the Bach says, I cannot miyashiv the minig. There's no way to defend it, the Gedolim cannot answer it, and they write, pshito yayin goes first, and this is the Mishmur Asor. You saw this meaning? We'll get to what Chamar Medina is also. It's because of the yayin Serafi writes, whiskey. Right, Sheikhov there. Actually, right, Sheikhov. But, same thing. But at the end of the day, it comes along and says over here that this idea of being mekanish on whiskey or beer, Chama Medina, Lamaisa, is Shloi Kalocha if you have a wine around. It's not the correct thing. Not Shloi Kalocha, it's incorrect. Again, the Mishmur brings down this way. That's the Geit during the day. The Geit Havdolo, look at some great Tzadik Vav, Bereshim Nexman, Elzman. We see over there, still also the Mishmur says, if you have wine, Nochin Mekanish al Yain, the Gamdir Chamar Medina is mutter. It says, it's how big is the mitzvah? Madal al Yain, the Lochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kureya Kodesh. It says, Segulo, Shnev of Yisrael, Segulo, Bekola Amim, but me Abdul Eskam and Amim. That means also by Abdullah, the better thing is go use wine. That means the gear to Yain versus Chamar Medina at night, that's what we do. During the day, it should only be wine. Abdullah is the better to be wine. Three different diagrams over here. Now, once people do use Chama Medina, the question really is, what is the getter of Chama Medina? To speak out four separate questions, which leads to a big shallow, we get to all our different drinks over here. First shallow is, what is the definition of Chama Medina? Moshe Shuva, he writes our Chaim Chalavetz, person serves you water, why is it not Chama Medina? It's a drink of the Medina over here, a drinking water over here. Why is Sheikh and Yain different in the case of water? He says, the way he explains, is when someone gives you something because you're thirsty, that's not Chama Medina, that's because you're thirsty. Give something, why? Because the Kavod HaSudo, Kavod HaOrchim, to mechab the situation or the person, that's Nicha the Gedev Chama Medina. But not because you're coming to go drink something. Give you something, wine, he writes, or beer, or whiskey, that was the mechab of the person or the situation. Then Rosh Hashanah and others go with this Mahalach, you get to raise Tzadik Vav, it sounds away from the Mishmur and the Taz, this idea over here. And Sad Shani was Chama Medina. It sounds like Mamash the opposite way around. Come on, Chaim No, it comes from the Graz in Kopei Beis. He says something that's dark to be Kiver Sudo upon, that's Nichol Gen of Chama Medina. Something that's not dark Kiver Sudo, an example is no Kiver Sudo on tea, no Kiver Sudo on coffee. Kiver Sudo and wine, whiskey, these things that Kiver Sudo, that's Chama Medina. things he not kvayas even that's nachma medino. Again, it sounds like two opposites over here. Again, a Moshe, he says something has to be part and parcel of the suda. That's chama medino. That's the drink you drink during the meal. Something you do not drink with the meal. That's not chama medino. So again, so wouldn't it be that's stamped on the lapim, that's not choshevel, that's not part of the question. He's saying lafuke water and tea. That's his example, he says. So again, say one question, what's Chama Medina? Again, it sounds like pretty much two opposites over here. But Moshe knows the email was saying the getaway has come to Urch and Kovin Asudo. Ashenkin Chaimno, Api the grass, Mchashabas, Moshe Mordechai, they come along the getaway as what a person's Kivay Asudo, what's part and parcel of the meal? One Shiloh. A second question. The Mishibu and Simikov pay bays coming from a Gavrim over there, Ali Rab, among Gavrim and others, says something that a person drinks constantly, something they drink b'chol yoyim, that's Chamar Medino. Something that people drink the Purokim, says the Mishibu, that's not Chamar Medino. That means the technical words is, do we drink beer all the time, all the Purokim? I assume most of us are not from Ireland, and we don't drink whiskey and wine all the time. If you wear a skirt, maybe you can. But otherwise, you're not from Ireland over here. And therefore, I think we all do the only prakim over here. If so, the technical words come from Madani Osher, they speak out. The Chura, today, what is even the Shaila? How in the world could there be a tzad that Sheikher and Yain Sirapi nichal together of Chamar Medina over here? The Mishmur, Chur Pei Beis, come from Aravom, El Rabba, the words are, have to be Gilam Lishtoisai, not the prakim. So again, it's not clear. But the Chur, anyone we're drinking is nichol together the prakim. And the words Magavam, one, you have two different Magavams. You write b'chol yoyim. You write one time b'chol yoyim, one time v'losh regila. The Chur means a constant drink. Now, just to how the Chur to answer back, you read over the Mishmur and the Shaiti, the way he seems to understand. He seems to understand something that only drink the prakim. Therefore, it shows that you're not doing it constantly. It's not choshev; it's a poor man's drink. But we're not drinking the Purokim, it sounds like we're having a sugi wine, because choshev, and we're not, we're daily work, every day, we're not drinking it, because it's not a choshev makam, not a choshev place. But it's not, again, I mean, they say to the Mishmur, again, look him up slowly, it sounds like the baya of the Purokim is, we're not drinking all the time, because it's not choshev. But if Bishamim is choshev, drink all the time, even though the Purokim, might still not get a chama medino. That's the way just to answer back the technical words. The third shaila is the idea of chama medina dafka things in intoxication and the mishtaker. There's a loch of Tannis a few hundred years ago. He says dafka things in the mishtaker. The loyim go this way or the tzion pass this way. If you even pass the dafka what? Dafka mishtaker. That means we'll get dafka things. No, things about wine, not the question. No, the chama medina, that's in the place of wine. Wine, whether Mishtaka not grapes is not that is wine. That is the Cheshivas itself. The Makshiv Chama Medina, like Yain, maybe has a category, has to be Dafka Mishtaka. Therefore, the Oletzin, if you're in a Paskin's way, Dafka is something that's Mishtaka. It's not a shame you'll see numerous Chuvas, of course, milk and tea and coffee and orange juice and Coke and Gudema. They're obviously not inside the ghetto where they're going to get a Mishtaka. The fourth question is, you read the Mechab over here. And Muhammad Simkuf Bebeis, his getaway is what is something that is Chama Medina in a case where Yain is not Motzoi. But when Yain is Motzoi, then it will not be Nichol get of Chama Medina. Now, it's true, the Bialocha by us being Zan the Rambam, it says, it sounds like the Rambam, whether it's Motzoi or not Motzoi, is only Nichol get of Chama Medina. But he points out the Rambam sheet is Dafkar for Abdullah and not for Kiddush during the day or night. Therefore, the Mishmur Paskins Lechol, as says in the Mechaber, as when Yain is Motzi, there's nothing else as Chamar Medina. If so, today Yain is Motzi. So, what in the world is there at Tzad to say that we have whiskey and beer and coffee and tea and orange juice when Yain is Motzi? It pashes against the Klor Mechab over here when Yain is Motzi, and we have no getter of Chamar Medina, Bisman Azat. So, the way they do want to answer, come on, Lavyashim. And what Bozen says in Tshuva, at least as a Derech Limit Tzchos over here, is that really, what is the reason why when Yain is Motzei, is that other things not considered Chama Medina? The Shivish way of saying over, isn't it inside it's a Simin or it's a Sibo? Meaning, if Yain is Motzei, that's a Simin, that is a common drink. and other drinks are not common. The reason was because in those days, Ma'aseh Yain was around to have drink, let's say, water. Ma'aseh water, either the people not drink from the well because for hygiene reasons, or Ma'aseh water there was not enough, or it would freeze over. Therefore, the common drink was to have Yain. The situation where wine is not the common drink, gamet smotzai, so eichlamik could be other chamam medinas, that the side. Or another side is when the Yain is around, that's a sibah that nothing else comes out. Be a situation of chamam medina. Kamal of Liashim, again, the Voz wants to say this way, that since even though we have Yain at Shchiach today, we do not treat it as being Shchiach. We don't make it as the commonplace everyone drinks. In those days, if you did not drink wine, whether it's Russia or Poland or other places, you didn't have what to really drink. There's no real options around. The water wasn't there, couldn't get to it, or there were too many bugs in the water. You didn't have what to drink. And people stored wine or whiskey or beer or other things. They had things around to go drink. Today, if they had wine, they would use the wine as the commonplace drink. Today, we have wine, but we don't use it as the commonplace drink. Therefore, the sight of the Mechavet saying if Yain is around, the other thing is Nachma Medino, it's a simon Shaboy, it's a commonplace drink. That simon does not apply Bizman Azeh. Therefore, our get is as if we have Yain, not Motzai. The way how we treat wine today is the way we treat it is as if it's not Motzai. That's our relationship with wine. Because that's how we drink, use it. Once you use it that way, now the question is, what is the category of Chama Medino? Again, these are answers back. That means we had four different questions in the Shiloh Chama Medino. Number one, what is the gedder? Seems to be machloek. So Moshe does doctor something to mechamed either person or situation. The graz and others go together is doctor something kaveh suda part of parcel of meal. The second question is it's something that a person has to drink every day, or even the case of leprokim. The third question is doctor something the intoxicated person mishtaker, or all cases over here. And third shaila is yain nichel nikago be motzim bisman azeh one of that to chama medino. These are shailas. Now, really lead to the different situations over here. First thing. First place that Eilam Mike speaking about is whiskey, because Eilam makes Kiddush on whiskey on Shabbos morning. So on whiskey, I think there are six bayot to make Kiddush on whiskey on Shabbos morning. One is, Mishmur says, if you have Chama Medino or Yain, the correct thing is use Yain. That means, who says not to ready? He says, unless it's expensive, a person should use wine. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says not to do it on whiskey. And again, the Bach has a kasha why the Minhag Olam is not that way. And he has no answer to defend the Minhag Olam. He says, Pshita Shloi Kaloko. But, Mais, that's one Shiloh. A second thing is, it's a Nichol Neged of Chama Medino. Apida Deh Mishtaker, look around. Al's idea of giving COVID, Luchos Mechavid. Is it Chelik of the Pseudo? Depends who's Pseudo, start clearing over here. Therefore, again, the Mishnah Berurah says Nichol Neged of the Chama Medina, Marsham goes this way, the Archa Shulchan, the Mishan Shuba goes this way. Don't know what I'm a fact, they can say, first of all, Yain is Motzi today. So it depends, do you use this terrace to the Yain is Motzi, you have to get a Chama Medina. Well, do you drink it all every day? Again, the simple reason of Mishan, where's the Mishan, where's not the we drink Vagilis, the Mukhi Arachayim, Boss in the Simon, he brings down that he didn't understand that people do not drink whiskey constantly. How in the world can whiskey be Nichol Neged of Chama Medina? He has Mamash's Kasha. He said, until he traveled to Bialysburg, until he traveled to a place in Russia, Poland, then he saw the way how the Eidl uses it, drinks it all the time. Oh, then he just stood over here, in these places over here, whiskey is Chama Medino. He said, where he comes from, he doesn't understand. How could it be that way? Rostrumach says the same thing again. He has a tshuva in South Africa. He says, in his place, don't drink. What yid? He writes, I, the shchurim, the blacks, drink whiskey all the day. They don't count over here. Then that machshav over here, we go up to Shemot HaMitzvahs, Yidden over here, they don't count. He tells, how can South Africa, how can whiskey be Nichol Neged of Chama Medino? How can it be that way with Muki Or Chaim lives over here? So Mavuch over here, boy, they point out, you go to the Ged of being Kvei Sud upon it, who's Kvei Sud upon whiskey over here? So they come back full of different spheres over here. It's not that simple Nichol Neged of the concept of Chama Medino by the case of whiskey. They go after, yeah, the truth would say they go back after Yid. And not after Shurim or anyone on that category. No, right, the Swam say they usually Chur not that way. Or Shurim of Avos writes that way and Shurim wants to go that way, others want to go that way. Now, that means we have a second problem that's Chesaron of Chama, it could be Chesaron of Chama Medino. More of an issue is when people want to make Kiddush over here, they take a shot glass and they use it. Now the Shaklas come up with the Mishmur, it's called Lamed, and points out two separate problems. Number one, we learn the sugya in the Ger to Mekadosh Aliyayin. The loch is you need to have a case of Revius. Revius, according to Mechai Noah, is 86 Samak. Come out of all shot glasses, unless you're a real bucky, is not 86 Samak over here. Therefore, the Shaila is how in the world are you using a shot glass? The Oid of Nocha Bayaf, fourth problem. The not to go drink, we said in the Ger to Kiddush, if you want to be Yoitze Kiddush, spoke on the Mishibur, you have to have a shir of a Moli Lugmov. Most people, when they make Kiddush on whiskey, they're not drinking a Moli Lugmov. So we have two more problems. The Kais does not have the shear, and the mat you're drinking, the mice is not enough. It has to be a Moli Lugmov over here. Now, where is the Kula coming from? The Ilm has a shot glass, and they're not drinking a Moli Lugmov. So there is a Masham and Shuman, Chelk Aleph, Simukov Ainei. He's coming up here, a Taz, in our Chaim, Simukov Tzadi. The Taz of the discussion of Sugya Brocha Choyna, a different Sugya. Saying over there, to get a brocha choyna, you have to drink a shir avias. Says the Taz, but to get to whiskey, why need a shir avias for? Because that's the derech how to go drink it. To get to whiskey, the derech how to go drink it, it's to sip it slowly, to drink less. Even to get a brocha choyna by whiskey, is less than that. It's not a shir avias. Building upon that, says the Masham, therefore he says, bring down the Ropshitsho, the Kaminko, and the different dim over here, Maisha Semu upon the Taz over here, the local Maisha person can you make whiskey Kiddush when on Shabbos morning? Yeshemi Lismach, Kedai Lehi Lismach, on Shabbos morning in the case of whiskey, I got the two problems. The Kleis is not Revius, even though it's not drinking Molugmo. Now, first you have to realize that Taz over there, come on, everyone disagrees. Mishmu over there brings down the Loike Taz, Makarvov disagrees, the Bach disagrees, Beis Yaakov, Beis Yehuda, the Yad Ari, the Bereitim, Shai Tshuva, the Chidol, the Sivis, the Asholom, my Mordechai, Erech HaShulchan, the Kavachai, numerous Achon might disagree with the Taz over there. Again, Mishmuan, and come on, all the Shem Lais over here also disagree. We have to realize again how many coolers you're being stumbled upon. Void, and Nochabaya, usually, if you go to these Kiddushes, what are they making Kiddush on? A plastic shot glass. Not even a shot glass, it's a plastic cup over here. It's also small over here. That we spoke already, according to Moshe, it's sad, not creates a Kiddush, because on the case. So maybe not in the category of Kesholim. Kesholim, Bavada, I cannot go do that. The Baya of B'diyah might be Yitzel, Bavada, Chachilo. Certainly not in the category of B'mohud over here. Void, a sixth problem over here is that you look at the Lokha of Simon Reish Dalit, the Lokha is when a person does not have enough from a drink, the Lokha is a person cannot make a brach upon it. Why in the world a person drinking whiskey? Is it because you enjoy the taste? Or is it for social reasons and a social pressure? Why are you really drinking? Let's be honest. Between you, me and you, when no one's around, and you're not depressed. But you drink whiskey because you enjoy the taste. And you don't want to get high. Without social pressure, without wanting to get high, which is really the idea of depression, same idea over here, put those reasons aside. Will you drink whiskey for the taste? If you won't, says the Boaz Revel, see the show, he says, how in the world can you make a bracha upon it? Says the B'yashim, what's he had to make your bracha? The Lochan Simon Reish Dalit says, hey, if you don't enjoy the taste, you can't make a bracha. Chosh that way the Benesh Chai, chosh that way the Zaysa bracha. Come along the Arlesi and says, what do you mean? Puchazi ma'idam at the bar. Come along the B'yandom and says, go after Rav Eilam. You have to have Rav Eilam. There's also social pressures over here. You have to know, Yishlodin. Rav Eilam is depressed. Yishlodin. Myself, we have Nocha Baya over here. Of mitzvah bracha, so the idea of making kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey, six problems.
Does the glass take a stand on
this? About being depressed? Yes, yeah, not be depressed. If there's a besimcha, by the fun of Vernon, no. No, it has to be. You have to have enough for it, from it. You can't make a bracha by a pirak offer. I'm not. That's not the chaligeta. No, it's not the mitzvah. That means a water won't know. No. Again, the Gradle says if you're Kvaya, suit up on it. Who's Kvaya suit on whiskey? Bismana said. That means, again, there depends who and where you're coming from. That means this be clearly six problems. Number one, maybe it's Nachma Medina. No, I'll get the point. Number two, the shear of the kais. Number three, the shear of the steel. Number four, the kais, maybe not the chigit of Sholem. Number five, maybe the Bayam to the Sugar Brocha. And number six, still the Mishmur says, even all these five things are not a problem. He says, have yain and Nachma Medina. Azoi Shait, the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. In the next situation, Chamam Medina. Second case of being intoxicated, the case of Sheikh over here. The case of Sheikh and the Mechab is what he's being going down over here in Sevtes. Kishkanar from Chavetz Chaim himself used the case of Sheikh. Again, the reason why you can use it, the Tzad is it is Mishtaker. It is a case over here that is to Mechab the person can argue. Gam Rav Karp writes, Hilk the Shabbos for Shabbos, he wants a Taino. He said today, no Mechab anybody to go bring him a case over here of Envy Club Rav Simchois Beer. Beer, who's Mechab a person with beer? Avad knows Mechab a person with beer. Today it's not Nichol Kodra. Moshe is Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino. Now, I don't think his thesis is correct. I think you go to any Shalom Zachar, any Shalom Zachar, there's beer. Why is it beer by Shalom Zachar? As Kovod Shavoy. Void, my chassid is the ones that are coming to Mechab people and have nice drinks, have wine there, or have whiskey there, they also have beer there. Those who have nothing. Fine, I understand why, because they're Torah Bedakas. But otherwise, the one who do have drinks do have beer. That's the Messias. So I think it was.
You can tell
what
you
want. No, they have it there. Anyone who's serving drinks who has a bar has beer. No, again, if you don't have money, it's something else. But again, you are the idea you want to say no one's come to Mechabed. Every Shalom Zohar, as far as I see, has it. I think he's in the Mokhan. The Meister, but Moshe one time is definitely getting of Chamam Medino, Zalman, or Lucian. Agam Numis from one time. No? It's interesting, the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan, when he brings it down, he says whiskey is Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino, but he says Sheikher. It's not Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino. I mean, the way the Archa Shulchan has this baya. The Chadnish, we asked this question, the Stipler, they said, now in Eretz Yisrael, the Stipler, maybe in the beginning it was Chamam Medino, says now the Maish is not Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino. So Orbach, Numis Paiskum, one time, expression Eretz Yisrael, that beer is, does not seem to be Nichol category of Chamam Medino. Again, the difference for us, Mikan Lakan, when he brings it down, interesting, he wants to discuss the case of Bira Shchura, malt. Now, as far as I understood the Metzius, that the Bira Shchura does not have any alcohol content. At least the ones that I see. Now, the Tzion Lemaisa, he holds you have to have alcohol content inside. And he just writes, Halach Lemaisa, that Bira Shchura is Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino. Again, at least the ones I see do not seem to have it. And I don't think it's Mechubad either. Personal opinion over here. It's more they give Noshim sometimes when they don't want to drink beer. Yeshlan also Nichol Gedev Chamam Medino. So again, those are two things that are intoxicated. The case over here of either Sheikher or the case of whiskey. Things that are not intoxicated, the Namishtaker, has more of an issue. First case, the Mishmur brings down the case of milk. Now, there is a Rogot Shalva that says that milk is Nichol in the category of Chamar Medino. Nice, the Mishmur comes from Mechido, it says, not Nichol together Chamar Medino. Now, his words are, the Ein Regil Mishtoishe L'mashka. I'm not clear what exactly those words mean. We're not Rogot to drink it as a mashka. It's very ambiguous what he means by those words. Nice, most from it saying it's not Nichol in the category of Chamar Medino. Again, when the Issa Moshe, this gedda has to be something that you honor a person with. He says, you don't honor a person with milk. He says, but let's say you gave a person to honor him with milk, can a person turn it away? He says, you can't turn away and say it's not kosher. You can't do that. Therefore, he says, maybe it's nichol gedda that you mechabed a person with. He says, true, you're not mechabed him, but if you did offer it to him, by water, you say, no, you push it away. But by milk, a guy cannot push it away. Then we said, "B'shasad chak." Interesting story. So maybe b'shasad chak nichol gedev chamam medino. Again, most rabbis say not that way. Another case discussed a situation of tea. Now, again, certainly it's not a case of intoxicated. They do bring down a pesukah rav that says tea is chamam medino. But Moshe Chu, when he discussed it, he says, first of all, tea, the main thing is water, and putting in some spices is making it dirty water. Dirty water, rather than chamam medino. He does say the ma'aser first serves you tea. You can't turn it away over here. They bring an interesting raya, a nice raya from the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lela Seder. Over there, he says that after a person eats Safik Koyimin, the loch is you cannot have Chamar Medino. He says, well, you can have water, and you can have tea, and you can have apple juice. So you see over there that he understands that tea is not Nichol Gedev Chamar Medino.
Why is coffee different?
He does not say the case of coffee. We'll get to that. He doesn't say that. It's not this case. This case is tea. I'm dividing up the two because they divide up the two. Come, Yishlod. What? I didn't hear, but could be. I again, you, I kvesid upon it is mish, no, is mishtaker. No, that's not kvesid. I don't think
the kvesid. The queen.
Again, I don't know if kvesid upon it.
That's
a snack. I have the minor regilus. I know you have other. Are you mechav? You have to get each level here. One, you have four questions you have to discuss. Yeah. Another case is called the case of coffee. Again, there are those who want to say it's my medina, there's a graz, or shlom zalman. Now, the lemaisa again, they say it's not mishtaker, it's not a chelik of the pseudo. The ik of it is lemaisa, the case of water. Again, you can say, you are mechavah the person with it over here. Even on the tzad, you want to say that it is nichol and geta of chamar medina, which again, numerous places can want to argue. The full question is in coffee, what coffee are we discussing? Number one, is it with sugar, even without sugar? Number two, is it with milk or without milk? That means if stomach wants to say, they want to say, and the max of yod dafka with milk. Then fish and chodeshani want to say dafka without milk, and they want to say whether with milk or without milk. So some say dafka with, and some say dafka without. A third question is it only special coffee or even instant coffee? And the fourth question is it dafka hot coffee or even cold coffee? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you should give someone cold coffee. Who would do that? That's mechaber the person. They seem to be fakert. You keep someone ice coffee over here, very choshev. Fine, but we have four different questions, even on the tzad, that coffee is nichol in the category of chamar medina, which again, the place can say is not nichol in the category of chamar medina. I spoke out four questions, and some of we can plug them in, and then I think some of them are very clear. They're going all the shtosser, working things out over here. Another example is Coca-Cola nichol in the category of chamar medina. First it comes, a nice old nice cold coke, serve it to the person. What could be better than that? Come on to the ghost and they ask him this question. Avadin, Oruch comes, you give him a coke, you know, cold, frozen over here. Prepared for him, not frozen. You know, good cold bottle. What's better than that? Nichol and Gedev Chamam Medino. Maisa, Ramosha says, what I mean, it's for thirst. It's not to mechava the person. It might give us something in COVID, but everyone drinks it. As for thirst reasons. And therefore, Ramosha said, not Nichol and Kadeg over here. It's also not Mishtak over here. What? Tovia Goldstein is a Moshe's Shochin, same age, same peer group over here. Tovia says, Chamam Medina, Moshe's not even inside the forget of Chamam Medina. They want to say maybe a Moshe changed, so Moshe, the single bottom writes in 1984, I asked him this question, and he still says it's not in the category of Chamam Medina. Passed away in 1984. So don't say he changed his psak. Not like some people say he changed. I heard one of them say, Moshe, I know he changed. Some people say, Issim and Toshim Mevdal, the year he passed away. It's not changed. Ma'aseh not nichol. What? Again, yeah, things. Everything can change over here. But ma'aseh numis from saying not nichol chamar medina for numis reasons. I did say by the case of seltzer, that's one case that seems like kuliyama is not chamar medina. It's not mishtaka. It's not choshev. Something people drink for thirst. If you want to say shayne raya, the mir recently, based shaya, just put out their a machine that is created over there, right, with the five place over there, water and seltzer. So you see, they create water and seltzer together, the same category over here. The fact that they made it all, even over here, I got to have a nice chashivas over there, too. People who sponsored over there. They didn't put Coke there, right? They put the coffee there. They put water, seltzer and water, the same category. No one put it on the category of chamar medina.
They came together.
If the machine came together, they could have, it cost them money, I'm sure, to have seltzer.
You put
Coke there also.
You put Coke
now there also. It says soda mayim. They're not serving it. Now, let's say things. Or say another bias is water based. Correct. Could be another problem. There are no problems. Could, yeah, I'm asking. Again, like Coke could be that problem with water based. By seltzer. Yeah, those. Moshe says coffee and tea have a bias. The ick is water, and therefore the bias is dirty water. Others argue the point. I'm asking. That was once far I said. And that's a great, great aura on this. To Tati and Michael. No, by tea by Lela Seder? I don't know. Do you have a Shayna by Lela Seder? Not sure. I mean, the argument back is, well, all wine is 5-6 waters. So that's the question. How do you look at it? Is it Yesh Chalik, Ein Chalik? Yes, maybe he also. Part of parcel of coffee in the tea. Yesh Lodin. Is it flavoring the water or is it different water? That seems to be a Shigal Das question. I take another case, orange juice. Now, orange juice is 100% Tavi, but Moshe was asked the question of Shlomo Zalman, with Scheinberg, Tanach, Mamadino, to serve a person. Again, we say it's not Mishtaker. Can I start clearing? Lechura, there's Eretz Yisrael, and there's Chutz La'aretz. or at least a miracle. According to Eretz Yisrael, a person is not kaveira sudo, and you lose out the graz, a gum, you serve a person, trapakana, 100% TV, before you have a maya, the maya be mechabit a person. You'll have the moisha, not the graz. Chutz lauretz, shakert, who you kaveira sudo upon, trapakana, and you'll not mechab a person with orange juice. You'll have the idea of not Ramosha, but you will have the graz today. Again, I'll hear that these two mahalchim, the graz and Ramosha, are a little bit of a steer over here. I got maybe make a sasp show. But comes out again, Lewis Pais can say, our juice is not Chamar Medina. The Betzino, Erlitzino, Vosnia, Vyomir, and others. Mice, at the end of the day, what is Chamar Medina? There is no case in the Kule Almas that's Chamar Medina Bezmanaja. I couldn't find a case that the Kule Almas is Chamar Medina. For Oid, Mishmur says, even if you find the case, still use Yain. Still. And anyone who does not use Yain, says a Bach, Shito is Shloi Kalocho. A Gam has been a minute that way, Lidaris. And Mishmur again saw the Bach and says, still might use Yain. Nafkamino, the 9 days. Abdullah, next bunch of Shabbos. Kalocha brought down by their Mo is to make Abdullah on beer. Most of them say this manazer, since there is no shito or mahalach that lekuli alma yaitu with chamar medino, therefore this manazer, a person should make abdullah on yayin, or even better, maybe grape juice. Now, what to go do with it? Work the loch in the gate to the 9 days, but mokum mitzvah, maes lachat chilo, you can have yayin. The mokum mitzvah. The Mailot have, it's the Chamar Medina, the Beseder have Chamar Medina. But since you're running into your Chumur, maybe they're cool, or maybe it's not Chamar Medina, maybe you have a Bayam to the Sugar of a dollar, most of them say to have a case of grape juice by Motzei Shabbos to get to the 9 days. Then, what do you do? If you have a child over here, above the age of Chinuch Neget to Brochus, he should go drink it. If you don't have that, then you look at Chila, go drink it. My son, when he was 10 years old, we drank for the whole entire building. He attended apartments over here. He came back so shaken from the grape juice over here. He's so proud of it. Maisa, now, each one onto his own over here. Maisa, if you don't have a child, the halacha is very clear. Today, the chumash manazer, use grape juice, and you, the Maisa, should go drink it. Sef Yod, the last halacha over here in the Simen, is the get to the Bechsa Mozen being patter the wine that you have by Kiddush. Kamul the Mechabe says the wine that you had by Kiddush plus the wine you had during the Suda, when a person has Berchsa Mozin, patters both of them. Says Yermoah, he says, Ayin Kuf Ayin Dalid, explains the Mishmur, what does that mean? That means, even situation, again, Mechabe's case, we had wine twice. Before, by Kiddush, before the Suda, and during the Suda. Let's say you only have wine before the Suda, only by Kiddush, and not during the Suda. The Berchsa Mozin patters the wine before the Suda. Speaks out the Mishmur Pshat in the Ramah, coming to go tell you, you are Mekayim the Berchsa Mozin upon the wine before the Suda. I mean, even not drink wine before during the Suda, but the one that patters the Alei Gefen on the wine before the Suda. Bia Dovah, what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is when a person, let's say, he had potato kugel before any meal during the week. The loch is, you have to have a Brocha Choyin upon it, a gami plant eat the potato kugel during the meal. So the wine you have before the Suda, where's your Brocha Achorino? Speaks out the Torah, coming from his father Rosh, coming to argue of Beno Avram Goin. Avram Goin says, if you're not true, the loch is a person that has to have Brocha Achorino on your wine and your Kiddush. Where's your Brocha Achorino? The wine and the Kiddush. Says the Rosh, no. Two reasons. One is that wine you have before the Suda is coming to be an appetizer to the Lahamshech Odom the Taivus and Michael, to open up the stomach to help a person go eat. There was a chilek of the Suda, a gabbis before you wash. And second, Yuchanan Shabbos is Bob Machmas Suda, because you have to have Kiddush B'mokam Suda. For these two reasons, the one before the Suda, where is it? Brocha Achroino, the Berchsa Mozen. Ad Kam Mechabar Anamo. They point out, Mishmuas, the Loch is sending him back to Kuf Ayin Dalet. In Kuf Ayin Dalet, Sevov, says the Mishabura, we have a Baya. That's true, that's in Rosh Hashito. But that's not the Ramban Shito, not the Ran Shito. They hold you need a Berchsa Mozen, you need a Brocha Achroino on the Kiddush you made before the Suda. On the Kiddush. Where is your Brocha Achroino? Therefore, the Mishmur starts off saying, do not drink a Revius only a mullah lugma from a kiddush. Now, if a person drinks a revius, Mishmua says from the chayotim, do not do that. It's the abaya bracha choino. It goes on further, but once you drink a revius, a mullah lugma, it's already roif kezayis. If a baya, the numis place can say, you shouldn't say on a kezayis, have a bracha choino. The even maskana of the Mishmua is, every time you have bechsa mozen, 2-3 hours later after your kiddush, have a mind for your bayah priya gofen. Have a mind for your kiddush. That means everyone over here, what they're supposed to go do is when you bench, have a mind for the yayin. Yeah. Wine, the bialocha says. He's sends you, he's not discussing that point. He left it as is. But he said, you want to say he's closer. He says what to, he says that's a better thing. About it, you're eating medina. But that's what he says. Step by step. Step by step. So Maisa, a Kamna Mishmua says you should bench and have mind. Then they point out the Lechura, the Ilum over here does not seem to have a mind. However, we have Kavana on the benching. To have now mind also the Pater Ayayin over here. So that one Baya that the Bechsa Mozen, one problem is why we're not Mimchavin. The second Baya is why is Bechsa Mozen pattering your Yayin? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Davlam, hey, Yayin is Mozen, is solid. Therefore, Bechsa Mozen patters your Yayin. On grape juice, you make Kiddush on grape juice. Does Bechsa Mozen patter your Yayin? Is it soid? Is it besameach? It's kind of a Vosner, a Bliashim, and one tiny Bechsa Mozen does not patter your grape juice. Chodesh Ani wants to argue that Bechsa Mozen does patter your grape juice. So even if you go with the Bealochas Eitzah, Yesh Lodiv, you make Kiddush upon grape juice. The Swarm today say, Vezoysa Brocho, Beikr, Pesach Shuvah brings down what's the better thing to go do is that, and could be Chofetz Chaim not bringing down this Eitzah because Yain in his days was not that common, it's very hard to have, very expensive. But the better thing to go do is what they call a brachas link. The loch is, let's say you have a jelly bean before the Sudo, you have to have a bracha choino. But you plan to have a jelly bean during the Sudo, a jelly bean you make a bracha shackle during the Sudo because it's not chelik of the Sudo. Anything you're supposed to make a bracha during the Sudo, it connects to the thing before the Sudo. If you make a bracha shackle on the jelly bean before the Sudo, jelly bean during the Sudo does not need to make a bracha, then the Bechsa Mozen patters both of them. That means a potato kugel that's before the Sudo, that you do not make a bracha on the potato kugel during the Sudo, it does not connect both of them. If it needs a bracha choino. Masha Enki, the jelly bean before the Sudo, since it needs a bracha choino, need a bracha we show during the Sudo, or connect the two, the Bechsa Mozen will now go on both of them. Divas has a swarim, a person drinks wine during the Sudo on Shabbos. Let's say you did not drink from the Kiddush. You have to make a bracha? About it, yeah. Everyone knows. Let's say you heard Kiddush from somebody in the shul. You're eating by the Mezainis. You want to drink wine. You have to make a bracha over here. Very simple. If so, the Yayin during the Sudo will connect you to the Yayin before the Sudo. Then the Bechsa Mozen will part to both of them. Divas will take care of both bayas. Number one, will take care of Am Mashito, or the chumra of the Ramban, or the round sheet, where the Bechsa Mozen will connect the two. V'oy, the chul, also take care of the baya, of the idea, even if yain is not b'sameach v'sod, at the end day, it's chelik of the suit over here, so the Bechsa Mozen will take care of it, even if you, even with the chum of the Mishnah Berurah, you won't have to have a kavon during Bechsa Mozen take care of it. Then with the correct anhogo, is to drink, if you drink wine before the suit, or before the suit, drink wine during the suit. Besides the economy we discuss, have wine in the Suda at Simchus Shabbos, or eating Shabbos, covered Shabbos, we have a local mitzvah to have a yain, specifically on the meal on Shabbos over here, or grapes during the meal. Therefore, when you drink from the kois, even a mashu during the Suda, that connects the two and takes care of the problem over here. You always have even if you have grape juice, everyone drinks the grape juice, there's always a drop left behind. Drink that drop to take care of this in over here. From Bez Hashem on Sunday, we mamshich with the sigur of Kiddush Brachim Suda at Slocha.